This is Power for Living, the Bible teaching ministry of Christ the King Church in Wakefield, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Feliciano Segundo, and our teacher is Father Michael Carl. So get out your Bibles and let's get started.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. I guess most of you would agree that most of us are amazed on a daily basis how much has changed about our lifestyles in the past month. Just in the past 3 or 4 days, we probably noticed how many more people are wearing masks of one sort or the other, going into stores wearing a mask, which used to be the custom. You couldn't enter a store if you were wearing a mask. Mostly we say that, and we see that fear has rolled over our land like a marching army. Fear has most likely even crept into our minds, even causing us to doubt the things we thought we believed. So, what's the remedy for this? And the remedy seems really simple. We could all use a touch from God. Now you ask, what will a touch do if we get one? Well, Pastor John Piper has some beautiful reflections on the touch of God, something we all need and desire. And a good passage for this is 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 26. Saul also went to his home at Gibeah, and with him went men of valor, whose hearts God had touched. Piper wrote, "Just think of what is being said in this verse. God touched them. Not a wife, not a child, not a parent, not a counselor, not a best friend, not one of the neighbors or a co-worker. But it was God. God touched them. The one with infinite power in the universe, the one with infinite authority and infinite wisdom and infinite love and infinite goodness and infinite purity and infinite justice. That is the one who touched their heart." Now you say, well, what's so wonderful about this touch? Well, it's quite simple, really. The touch of God is awesome because it's God who's doing the touching. It's God, but there's more. It's a touch. It's a real connection, Piper wrote. Now, some people recoil at the thought of being touched at all. I mean, we all like our personal space, and we hesitate to let people into our personal space or our lives because we're afraid of being hurt, but this is God. And recently I saw on an episode of Family Feud, and yes, I watched that show, and they asked a question about, you know, during the Fast Money round or whatever, the amount of feet people consider to be their personal space. And one guy answered, or the guy doing the answering the question said 10 feet. You know, so, I mean, some people have a greater amount of distance they like. But that's the thing. God comes in and he touches us. He indeed comes into our personal space. And not only is it God, but God in this verse is also touching their heart. You remember that? It says, he touched their heart, or whose hearts God had touched. The innermost part of these man's lives and souls had been touched by the mighty creator God of the universe. Now, if I might continue to quote from John Piper, the valiant men were not just spoken to. They were not just swayed by a divine influence. They were not just seen and known. God, with infinite condescension, touched their heart. God was that close. And they were not consumed. Now, you might think, you know, because we've read so many passages in Scripture that talk about how God says, you know, take off your shoes, this is holy ground, or he warned people not to get too close or not to look at his face, or they might not live. But here the love of God for his children comes through. He has touched their hearts. Do we love that touch? Do we want that touch? You know, I know I do. There have been many days when I deeply wanted and needed a touch from God. One day a while back, several years ago, everything that could have possibly gone wrong had gone wrong. There was a point where I felt absolutely alone and abandoned, and it really was that bad. It felt that bad. So I went and found a spot where I knew no one could find or see me, and I cried and I prayed, "Oh Lord, I need your touch. Please wrap your loving arms around me and remind me of who I am and who you are. I need you now, Lord. See me through this mess." And it turned out to be a very beautiful moment because he answered that cry from my heart to his. We need such a touch. We need it more and more and more as this crazy situation drags on and on. And sometimes it looks like there's no end to this, especially if you keep turning on the television news and they keep giving the counts of how many people are infected and how many people have died. And you just sit there and say, how much worse can it get? But a touch to our heart can make the difference in our lives. It can influence how we see things. And it gives us a different perspective on what's going on around us. And when we get that touch from God, there should be something different about us. It ought to be visible and noticeable. But, you know, that's okay because God wants that for us. God wants us to be changed when we receive that touch from him. He wants us to be changed and renewed so that we then, because we have been touched, can reach out and help other people discover a touch from God. Now, that may seem to be a bit challenging now because, you know, we're not really supposed to be going out much unless you really have to. But that doesn't mean we can't impact and help improve the lives of others. We can still reach out and touch other people's lives. We say, well, how can we do that? I mean, the government doesn't even want to leave our house. Well, we have these devices, electronic handheld devices that we all talk about and have. You know, a cell phone. Some of us still have a landline. You can call somebody on the phone that you haven't heard from in a few days. Just ask them how they're doing. Show love and concern for them. Reach out to them and show that you care. Then share with them the story of how a touch from God changed you. It'll be a personal testimony, and that's something they can't argue with. They can't say, well, that didn't really happen, because you can say, well, you know, it happened to me. You can touch somebody's life still. And I don't know how many people mess with the social media. There's a lot of them now. There's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Reddit, there's Instagram, there's LinkedIn, Tumblr, Messenger, FaceTime, Skype, you name it. There's all kinds of ways to reach out and touch someone, according to the ad slogan from about 20, 30 years ago. And on FaceTime, they've been running an ad that comes through my news feed or wall or whatever you want to call it now, and it says, you can become a digital missionary. There are ways we can reach out now and use all of these things for God's glory and to touch other people's lives. How many times, for those of us who do go onto the social media and have seen a Twitter post or a Facebook post or something, and it just had a profound impact on us that very moment, and it touched our minds and our hearts, and we saw, wow, you know, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. Even when we're not supposed to even go out of our house unless we have to go to work or go buy groceries, God can still use us to touch the people's lives of those we know or think we know or are connected with on social media. Every one of us can become, as it were, according to that Facebook ad, a digital missionary by sharing that touch from God. Those men who were with Saul were changed after the Lord touched their hearts. They became even more men of courage, men of valor, and men of character. So when God touches your heart, you will be changed. You'll just know that something on the inside is different. I knew that day when I cried out to God for that touch. I knew that day that He had touched my heart and had given me the stamina to press onward with what I was supposed to be doing. And it was a real change. So now we all ask, how do we get that touch from God? Well, the 1 Samuel passage says that God reached down and touched them on His own. Yet there is a perfect passage of Scripture that tells us how we can go to God and ask for that change. And that passage of Scripture that tells us to receive such a touch is found in Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16. Because He holds fast to me in love, I will deliver Him. I will protect Him because He knows my name. When He calls to me, I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. I will rescue Him and honor Him. With long life, I will satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. God is speaking in verse 14, giving us a precious promise. If we love Him, He will deliver us, just like He did for me on that day. Then there are some more promises in verses 15 and 16. He says, when He calls to me, I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. I will rescue Him and honor Him. With long life, I will satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. What are those promises? When we call, He will answer. He is not going to leave us in doubt. He is not going to abandon us and leave us hanging. He will answer us when we call. So how do we get that beautiful touch from God? Call to Him, just like He did for me. That day my heart was aching, so my call to Him was as real and as genuine as it could be. I called, and He answered. Then the Lord says He will be with us in trouble. He will rescue us. He will see us through. He will touch us and make His presence known. Just as Peter cried out to Jesus as he sank beneath the waves, Jesus reached out, lifted up Peter, and brought the soaking wet disciple back into the boat. Then He says He will show us His salvation. He will touch us. He will fill our hearts to overflowing with faith, grace, and His blessing, and His peace. So again, how do we get that life-saving, life-changing touch from God? Call to Him. Ask. Ask for it. Then believe that He has answered and that He's going to give us that touch. And as the Bible tells us, He is faithful who promised. So all we have to do is ask. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Power for Living. If you happen to miss any of our other programs, be sure to go to our podcast page at christthekingnorthshore.podbean.com. And you can also visit our website at www.ctknorthshore.org. If this program has been a blessing, feel free to let us know. Write us at Power for Living, care of Christ the King Church, 4 Railroad Avenue, Suite 309 in Wakefield, Massachusetts, 01880. Or you can also send us an email at christthekingnorthshore@gmail.com. You can be a part of this gospel ministry by becoming a patron of Power for Living. You can find out how by clicking the Become a Patron button at the top of our podcast page. That's it for this week, and until next time, remember that Jesus is your power for living.